From the KCPW Danker Studios at Library Square, this is Downtown SLC, a show that explores the people, places, and events shaping Utah's urban center. I'm your host, Jason Mathis. Joining me today will be Carter Livingston and Jennifer Nelson with the Salt Lake City Marathon. The marathon kicks off April 16th. We'll be talking about important logistical information like the route, the start time, what you can participate in, even if you don't want to run the full marathon. There's some great activities for families. We'll also be talking about the community benefits and emotional benefits of running a marathon, the impact it has on individual lives and on the larger community. All of that after this news from the BBC. Welcome back. You are listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. I'm your host, Jason Mathis, with the Downtown Alliance. Today, we are talking about the Salt Lake City Marathon. Thank you both so much for being here with me in studio.
Thank you.
If we could talk a little bit about the route for the marathon and whoever wants to jump in with that.
Sure. So we actually have six events with different start places. The marathon, the full marathon, and the bike tour start up right on Wasatch Boulevard near the Olympic Legacy Bridge.
Okay.
Kind of heads up into the Avenues, Federal Heights area, down Memory Grove, through downtown.
Yay.
All the way out to Sugar House Park, Liberty Park, and back. So you really get to see some of the most iconic places of Salt Lake City.
That's nice.
It's awesome.
When you're thinking about the marathon, how important is that to have sort of a view of the community that you're in? I mean, is that factor in? Are you more interested in elevation or...
Right.
Obviously, you care about length because it has to
yes.
be a very specific length.
Yep.
But what factors into the decision when you're making choices about where you want to go?
Absolutely. That's the one thing that makes our marathon stand out is that we are the urban race
yeah.
in Utah. And our goal was to kind of highlight the most, again, iconic parts of Utah, taking runners past downtown through Memory Grove. So you're seeing incredible city sites as well as being surrounded by what makes Utah so unique, the mountains in every view.
Yeah.
So,
awesome. Yeah. What kind of feedback do you get? Because people, you know, there's, I'm sure, a lot of locals who run this marathon, but you actually are a destination marathon. People come here from other places.
Yes.
Do they like the mountains? I mean, that's sort of, I guess, a silly question. Of course they would like the mountains. But, you know,
what do
people say about this marathon that differentiates it from other marathons?
You know, again, you see a little bit of everything mm-hmm. from the downtown to the mountains, everything that Utah has to offer. And we have grown this race. We have Alaska on as a presenting sponsor, so we're bringing lots of different people in.
And we should say Alaska Air, not the state of Alaska.
Alaska
Although,
Airlines.
If you could get the state of Alaska to sponsor the Salt Lake City Marathon,
yeah.
that would be awesome.
Alaska Airlines, right. So last year alone, we had, I think it was just about 40 states represented
wow.
and 14 countries represented.
That's great.
At the marathon. So we're embracing the local community, definitely, and looking to grow this. Absolutely.
How does this fit into terms of the size of marathon? So you hear about, you know, some really the Boston Marathon or where does Salt Lake sort of fit in terms of the size
yeah.
and scope of the marathon?
We're a mid-size run
okay.
and it's growing each year. This year we are expecting to have over 7,000 participants, but that is over our six events. So that's one thing that really makes us stand out too is that we really want to have something for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And between our six events, we cover that pretty well.
And so I guess I need to ask, what are the six events?
You bet. So we've got the full marathon, 26.2 miles.
Okay.
We've got our half marathon, 13.1. The full marathon is a Boston qualifier. We also have a bike tour, which takes off at 6 o'clock in the morning from the same spot the marathon starts
mm-hmm.
and actually gets to cover the marathon route.
Oh, very cool.
Completely closed course. So you can take – we've got great support from public safety. So you get to take the entire course without lights, without stop signs.
Nice.
So those are the three events that take off from up near the U. Then we also have our 10K skate, inline skating.
Oh.
We've pulled, pretty cool. We pulled some big
Is this new?
Names.
I don't remember this.
It is.
Yeah?
Last year was the second year.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the second year. They're trying to get, you know, nationally the sport recognized, and they came to our race director and said, can we make it happen? And Steve was able to come up with a great course for them, and we actually pulled in some national names. We were hoping to get about 50 for its inaugural year. We had about 200.
Wow.
So we had the roller derby girls out there. We had some people busting out like their 1980s roller skates.
Wow.
That's fine too. And then we had some real competitive folks come in from across the country.
So does this happen at the same time as the marathon? Is it the same day as the marathon?
It does. All six events. We've also got our 5K run and the little kids race as well too in front of the city building. They all take place the same day. The kids race again is in front of the city building. We do have a different start this year for the 10K skate because of logistics,
okay.
But we all finish right in the heart of downtown, right outside here in front of the city building at Library Square.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
It is.
What? So for the people who are not the 7,000 runners running in the race, what do you want people to know about this? I mean, there's sometimes is some traffic congestion that
sure.
you may want to make people aware of,
yep.
You know, let them know how they can participate. Maybe they just want to cheer the runners. I
yep.
mean, what if somebody's not? So I'll take myself, for example. I'm not in the shape that I might like to be in to run a marathon, but I still might want to participate somehow. What do you recommend to people who may not be athletically inclined?
Okay. Well, first of all, we do have a 5K.
Okay. I might
be
able to finish
it.
I could probably finish the 5K.
We have people do it with their kids in strollers. That's really a great family event. You do
yeah.
certainly get some competitive people out there, but you also see that as a huge family event. But that said, we have thousands that come out along the course and cheer on the runners. And as an athlete, I can't tell you how much that means when you hit those walls to look up and see somebody just saying, you've got this, keep going.
Yeah.
So we've got that. We introduced something new last year and we're building upon it, cheer zones. So we have our course lined with cheer zones in the community. We had a drum group at Liberty Park last year. We have cheerleaders. We had an elementary school come out. And basically, their goal is to lift those athletes when they need it.
Oh, that's great.
Not only that, but they're competing for an award. We donate $500 to the cheer zone that was most recognized by athletes.
Oh, interesting. So the athletes actually vote for it? Or?
Sure do. Yep.
Oh,
afterwards,
great.
We do a post-race survey. That, as well as our aid stations. We couldn't do this without the support of our volunteers. So we've got aid stations along the whole course. And they've really made it into an event for themselves where they're dressing up and have music. Athletes are also voting on the aid station,
and
we then in turn award them as well.
There's a little prize for them.
There is.
And yep. so you both, Carter, I want to give you a chance. You are a runner. You're not just involved in the organizing. You're both athletes. You both run marathons. I guess you have to do that to be this involved in it, or maybe not, I don't know, but you're a runner.
Well, I've had the great fortune and honor to run seven marathons, including Boston, but the opportunity to work on this race in our hometown has been a highlight. Doing the media public relations for a race is almost more tiring than a marathon. You know, the early morning TV at the various TV stations at 6 a.m. can be pretty daunting. But the inspiration given by the community and seeing how this race has grown. You know, you had asked the question, this is the third year of the same course. The racers over the course of the years have been asked, what did you like? What did you not like? And they really love this course. Going back to your question, one of the cool things has been we've got community folks that are out knocking on doors, making sure, okay, here's where the street closures are and
right.
all that sort of stuff. So people know, but also gives neighborhoods a chance to say, okay, we're cheering loudest. And then you get to another part of the community, we're cheering loudest. The other part, and you know, as a runner, the course is exactly where we run
yeah.
in Salt Lake. So you're running along 11th Avenue.
Right.
You're running down Memory Grove. You see the temple. It's really, you go around Sugar House Park. I mean, both from a local angle as well as somebody that was coming in from out of town, you see the very best of Salt Lake. And then the party's right there at the City County Building.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. How important is it for a race like this to have that connection with the urban center? Like, you know, in thinking about the logistics, maybe it'd be easier just to be in a suburban community running, you know, streets that aren't as well traveled, and street closures might be easier and all those things. But it feels to me like you guys have made a real commitment to be in the heart of the city. And how important is that to the aesthetic or the je ne sais quoi of the of the marathon?
Well, from my perspective, and growing up in another community in Dallas, the Dallas Marathon is a known entity, and, mm-hmm. and it's known when it is, and it's part of the community. Every big city should have a major marathon.
Yeah.
And having this here, you know, the fact of the matter is you can live in South Jordan, take tracks early morning for free up to the start line. So again, the kind of a community commitment by tracks to get people there and then finish downtown, get back on tracks and go home. That's different than a lot of other marathons where you got to get on a bus,
right,
go way out into the hinterlands and then run back. It's a different feel. And again, I think it shows off our city, and importantly brings people together.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's for someone who's not maybe a participant, the thing that I'm the most excited about is how it really is a celebration of the entire community and
right.
really a way to build community and bring people together.
We've built a lot of it, really great partnerships with the Downtown Alliance, with Visit Salt Lake.
Mm-hmm.
There was a really nice article in the Salt Lake Magazine this month that talked about the race and kind of the positive direction that it's going. We're working with the Leonardo because we're right in their backyard.
Right.
We've been working from day one after last year's race with public safety to make sure that the race is safe, smooth, and they're dynamite. I mean, they're some of the best in the country, as well as the mayor's office and others. So the community is really embraced it quite a bit. Last year, we had the good fortune of, and maybe this is a challenge if he happens to hear me, the Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox came out and ran the half marathon with his wife.
Oh, nice. Is he doing it this year? Have you checked the registration?
It is an election year, so he might have to travel to another county.
Oh, okay.
But if he happens to be in town, we got a spot for him.
Absolutely. We are going to take a quick break. I'm joined today by Jennifer Nelson and Carter Livingston with the Salt Lake City Marathon, talking about the marathon that is happening April 16th. We're very excited about that. We will be right back after these messages. We are back. You are listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. I'm your host, Jason Mathis, with the Downtown Alliance. This is a show that explores the people, places, and events shaping Utah's urban center. I'm joined in studio today by Jennifer Nelson and Carter Livingston, both with the Salt Lake City Marathon, which will be happening April 16th in our fair town. Thank you both for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
I wanted to talk. You had mentioned Alaska Airlines as a major sponsor, which is great. We're delighted that they're now flying into Salt Lake, and Marathon is a great way for them to get their word out about what they're doing and the flights that they offer. But you've got a lot of other local support as well. Maybe you could talk a little bit about who your supporters are and how they help you make the race happen.
Sure. We've had a lot come on recently. Everything from Kodiak Cakes,
mm-hmm.
That's going to be coming in and serving pancakes and syrup at our finish
line.
Nice.
Those are
for
healthy
athletes.
Pancakes.
They are very healthy.
They're healthy pancakes.
Yep. We've got two men in a truck coming in. We've, of course, got University of Utah Medical, Dannon, lots of our regular sponsors coming back too. But, you know, again, our goal has really been to bring in more community,
mm-hmm.
community local support to this race and grow it within Salt Lake.
What's the hardest thing about putting a marathon together? Because it's a lot of logistics.
Ooh, that's a tough question.
I know.
Jason, you as in your role, you've done big events. It's like a big event and you go backwards. It's like election day. And,
yeah.
and there's lots of various factors that you can't control, like the weather.
Right.
But there's things that ultimately it's how do you give the athlete and their family and their spectators the best experience possible, a smooth race, as smooth as it can be, because
yeah.
it is a challenge, and then a celebration at the end of it. But that's coordination with the community, but it's coordination with the public safety.
Yeah,
it's coordination with the neighborhoods and with the athletes themselves.
Yeah, so we do big events, but it's just like at one site. It's not
right.
stretched along miles and miles of a course, which is, I'm sure, there's a lot of logistics that go into this.
There are. And I would bet if you asked all three of us, if Steve were here, what the hardest part is, we'd all have different answers.
Yeah, probably.
So
Jennifer, what do you think the hardest part is?
Right. You know, for me, from the marketing standpoint, I literally go through every single athlete's feedback after the race and
wow.
say, how can we improve this? How can we make this even better the next year?
Yeah.
To make sure that we're giving athletes a premium experience and their families that are coming out here. So even, something this year, we're introducing a complimentary kind of pampering area for all athletes afterwards where they can get massages
oh, nice.
Or ice or not medical necessary, but just you just did something kind of big. Let's come over here and take care of you.
Well, and so I know I have friends that have run and family members that have run, and a marathon is kind of magical in some ways. I mean, it's really a life-changing experience for so many people. My sister Jill has started running marathons, and it's really been something that's been very important to her, not just on a physical level, but really an emotional level. And
it is.
Since I've never run one, it's hard for me to speak about that.
Yeah.
But, you know, what do you see when people finish their first marathon, or when they are training for it, or they're in that last mile of their first marathon, or maybe their 10th marathon? I mean, I think it's still hard no matter what you do. How does the emotion play into the runner's experience?
Honestly, that's my favorite piece of this, are just hearing the stories of people when they cross that line, whether it be that marathon line that they're crossing, mm-hmm. whether it's the 5K, it's the same accomplishment for that athlete, depending on what their goals are. And to me, that's probably the most rewarding piece of this, is hearing people's stories along the way, why they're doing, what is your why?
Yeah.
And to hear that at the end, I stay right there, and I love talking to athletes afterwards. That is what sticks with me.
One of my favorite parts of last year is we had a group from Team Red, White, and Blue, which is an organization that is going to be running again this year. They run for deceased soldiers in the name of deceased. And
oh,
it's,
cool.
It's very inspiring. I look over, they're crossing the finish line at the same time. And I look over at Jen, we're both like bawling.
Yeah.
I mean, it was intense. And then we have other stories with people that are part of our charity partner, our local charity partner, Huntsman Hometown Heroes, where our celebrity starter last mm-hmm. year was a woman named Marie Murray, who was well known in our community, and her husband's become a good friend. He was running on her behalf to raise money. He did all these kind of funny humiliation challenges around town. If you happen to see the man running in a man thong, that was Dan.
Wow. I'm happy I did not
I
see
know.
That. I'm happy
well,
to say
that. And
to go
to why he was running, Marie had actually run it for 10 years, and this is the first year she was not able to.
So he did it on her behalf.
He got off. He said, I needed to get off the couch and do something.
Wow, that's very cool.
Well, so therefore, as part of our celebration of Marie, she did not ultimately win her battle against cancer,
right.
But her legacy is going to continue because we are creating a community award in her name in support of Huntsman Hometown Hero, of people that help support Huntsman as well as run the race.
Very cool. There are people, I'm sure there'll be some people, this is their first marathon. There are also people who are almost addicted to marathons. I mean, and I think it's a good addiction to have. If you have to pick an addiction, that's a good one. I had a boss, a boss named Darren Kelly, when I worked at Intermountain Healthcare, who was planning to run, I think, 60 marathons by the time he was 60. Mm-hmm. And I meant because he didn't get started, you know, as a 10-year-old, so he had to run like two a year.
Yes.
And he loved it. It was such an important part of his life. He also pointed out that he said marathon runners tend to live 6 years longer than normal people, but the problem is you spend that whole 6 years running. He loves it. And there are people who this really is an important part of their life, and what makes it gives them a lot of identity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You say that, and I remember one of the last gentlemen to come across the line last year. It was probably in his 60s, I would guess, knees kind of bandaged up. Turned out to be his 250th marathon. Ivor Davies from England. I remember his name because it was he was so humble about it, but we just sat down and talked afterwards.
That's amazing.
And he was doing this for him. He didn't make a big announcement of it. He didn't put it in his feed when he registered. And it was just, again, those stories. That's what this, a healthy life, just a healthy way of life. And that's, especially with our marathon, why we do like to have something for everyone.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be a full marathon. A 5K is a huge accomplishment. Biking 26 miles.
Tell me about it.
Seeing your kids, you know,
you
run
watch the kids.
The lap with the superheroes in front of the city building, and the parents cheering and screaming. And, you know, again, just embracing a healthy way of life.
That's awesome. So before we wrap up, I want to make sure people know where to go for more information. If they have questions about the route, if they, you know, didn't write it down when we started the program, or they're just catching us now, where can people go for more information about the marathon? And if they want to still register, can they register?
Absolutely. Okay. In fact, you would go to www.saltlakecitymarathon.com.
Okay.
All the information you need is right there. We do have a price increase coming up Friday. So want to save some money, register before Friday.
So today is Thursday, so you'll want to register for it before tomorrow.
So before tomorrow, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, you can register up until the day before. There are no day of registrations.
Okay.
But the price just goes up that day of the expo.
Okay, cool.
Speaking of the expo is the day before the race. You pick up your packets. It's at Fair Park.
Okay.
This year, the in years past we've been at the convention center, but it is a big stamping up convention. So we're glad to be at the Fair Park and have the opportunity that to, you know, share some of the marathon love over there. And if you want to run, and you want to kind of get trained up just to do the 5K, we work closely with Salt Lake Running Company,
Is
right off of just right near Sugar House. Go in there and talk to them. They'll get you hooked up to be able to run.
Awesome. You guys, thanks so much for coming in today. Good luck with everything on the 16th. I'm sure it'll be another great event. And thanks for bringing this to our community. It's really an important community building activity that emphasizes health and family and getting out there and just enjoying the beautiful setting that we have in our city.
Thank you.
Thanks for all you do.
Thanks. Yeah.
You've been listening to Downtown SLC on KCPW. You can join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. where we explore the people, places, and events shaping Utah's urban center.